Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Time to talk with Matt Verzal. We'll have, I don't know where the heck Gary went. He'll be back. Verz, first and foremost, how did last weekend go with feeding the team?
Yeah, we survived. We're just dumb enough to be dangerous, so we'll take pretty much anything on. We got it done and got down there, and then I got to snuck into that Saturday practice for a little bit and hung out with a buddy of mine and watched some scrimmage and then headed back to work.
Any major takeaways from the scrimmage, too, that you had a chance to see?
A good part about the spring is it's not the fall. So plenty of time to iron some things out. I think they try some different combinations of guys. So it's practice, man. It's when you're watching that stuff, you're just watching more effort, like guys engaged and excited and want to be there and doing it. And, you know, you can see those things. So that was good. And then there's, you know, they're working on stuff and you got young guys in making mistakes and corrections. They do a great job of correcting, as a staff. So it's real cool to see how they do it. So yeah, it was, and it's an afternoon. It was nice out, and I wasn't inside, so great.
That's good. And you're hanging out with Abdul's 7-on-7 team there at practice.
Yeah, that was yesterday. Got to see some of the fellas, and I called Aaron Taylor. I said, "Hey, you want to go watch practice?" And there's just dead silence on their line. And I was like, he's going to reject this. Because, you know, that sounds like a good time. And so we texted Foreman and Doak. They kind of coordinate some of that stuff down there. And so T-Bone and I hit the road and went down and watched practice. And then JP was there, which is always great. Lord Kaiser and Sledge. Papa Sledge was there. So that was fun. And
Bob is one of a kind.
We've done our first cash registers at Pisons were from the Sledge boys. And I'm standing there looking at him, and he looks at me, and I said, "I'm Matt Verzal." He goes, "Jesus Christ." He goes, "What happened to you? Are you dying?" And I was like, no, we're not dying. We're good. So just dropped a couple pounds. He goes, "Yeah, more than a couple." But fun. It's awesome. And then we went out to go and have breakfast and telling stories and laughing, and it was great.
So let me ask you, and this is a concerted effort by the head man. Why have I seen more guys from your era and later, like the Bob Sledge era, are showing up at practice?
It's multiple reasons. It's curiosity, mm-hmm. because the guys that know what goes into it to make a program successful know what Rule is doing and his crew are doing. So now we want to go and you want to watch with your own eyes and see it. They are crazy, crazy welcoming. I mean, it's Aaron and I were standing by the door. Coach Rule came in, and you know, I know my role. Like, Aaron is the show. So I'm just kind of standing back. He's talking to T-Bone, and I'm standing there, and I, in my smart-ass nature, kind of stuck my hand out. I said, "Matt Verzal." I said, "I didn't bring you any wings." I said, "I'm the guy that made the wings for Benny in-home visit." And he goes, "Well, fryers don't work in the morning?" I said, "At 6:30 a.m.? No, they do not, sir." But, you know, they had a cat, and he is the hardest-working man at that organization. About every 5-10 minutes, he would come around and he would say, "Hey, do you guys need water or anything?" Or I'm like, "No, we're good, bud. We're good." It was a little chilly out there, so at the end, he's handing out coffee, and it's a very welcoming atmosphere. We're just old players. Like, we want those guys to have the same experience that we had, mm-hmm. but in their own way. And those of us that were there, 80s, 90s, you know you were lucky. Like, you worked hard and the result came on the field, but to win the way we won then is crazy. We just want them to get that experience, and that's what they're providing, you know. And it's I personally just sit there and wait for the Rule explosion when he just has had enough of loses his S out there, which is great, because that to me, you know, you're in it. You want it to be perfect, and you're striving for perfection. You're never going to find it, but you always look for it.
Well, and you saw,
of course, got to talk to Coach Foley, and that's always good. So made. I asked him, I'm like, you get some pizza there? He goes, oh, yeah, for sure. Okay, great.
Well, you got to see the head man explode on Saturday then, at the beginning of their scrimmage.
You know, I was delivering at that time, so I was dropping off. So we got down there. I was the first one there. I got there, and we're supposed to be at 11. I got there at 10:59.
Nice.
Shout out again to the Teal Mobile for letting us borrow his van and haul those down. It was much easier than the two-door Tahoe. But when I got there, the cow goes, yeah, they just took the field. And I was like, again, please just let me bring these at noon. Like, it would be so much warmer than the fact they're going to get these at like 1:30. But they have their rules, and we follow their rules. So I went in. I was probably a couple series in before I got there, so I did not see any rule explosions then.
Yeah, they got off to a slow start, and he just reminded guys that they are not going to start slow today.
Yeah. Yep. There was an accident that happened in practice, and he said, that's why you lost last year, and you continued to do it. And he was yeah. He lightened him up. I liked it. It was great.
Other than Rule, and whether it's Raiola, from everything I've heard, you know where he's at on the field too. Was there any other coaching personalities that there were strong takeaways from, just the way that they coach the position, but also the way that they kind of motivate?
They all have their own ways mm-hmm. about it. they were doing some scrimmage stuff, and there was a spot that, you know, may have been questionable. And I was standing with Foreman and JP and Lauren and T on the defensive side of the exercise. They did not think it was a first down, and the referee thought it was a first down. And then the defensive coaches were kind of asking the referee, like, that's not a first down. And they were good about it. And old Coop comes over, and they run the next play, and it does not get a first down. And he goes over and signals, you sure? He's like, you want to check that spot? That looks like a first down. So just kind of like nudging a little bit. I think they all operate in their own way. Mm-hmm. And the respect factor from the player to the coach, you can see each group has it. Coach White was not happy with some effort, and he got after pretty good, which is awesome. But, you know, it's spring, and you're going to have those days where it's like, man.
Yeah.
And all it is conquering your mind to tell yourself you're not tired, or it's not April, whatever month it is. You know, you got to go. You get the opportunity to play football at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. It's the greatest thing you ever get to do in your life. So go give it everything you got. That's all he was asking for. Mm-hmm. He corrected it, and then they did. So that was good.
Hey, so there's the other part of they're very welcoming. For recruits, either official or unofficial, former players, friends of the program, not all coaches, some are paranoid, some are like, oh, we just do things differently in practice. Not choosing sides or whatever, but we hear this, and now you've seen it, and I want your perspective. What's different about the way that Coach Rule likes to practice that he's so comforted, he's comfortable in his own skin, that he didn't care who's watching? Now, it can't be like the media or, you know, just regular fans, but you know what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
What's different?
I did not go down to any practices during the prior regime, so I can't equate it to that. Prior two regimes. So, you know, back from the Pelini time, they didn't have, I mean, but that was different because, you know, Bo would come in and get pizza in Lincoln. Mm-hmm. So he knew me, and it's all trust. You know, and it's made clear to you, please leave your phone in your pocket. you know, if you need to use it, step out in the hallway. It's like, yeah, totally. I get it. So that kind of camaraderie of camaraderie of like, you're still part of it. Like, don't be an a-hole. And I got on Saturday, I got my buddy in trouble because I was trying to figure out if I could get in even. And that's the other part is that until you learn the system, you don't know. And you're used to the old way. Like, the last time I probably went to a practice, like, to take one in was Callahan. I got frisked and they took my brick phone. I had one of those little indestructible Nokias and all the numbers on the buttons were worn off. I had to have a liaison follow me around the whole time. I was like, dude, what are we doing here? Like, number one, you ain't that good, so relax. Like, number two, if you view me as a threat, just tell me I won't come. If I can't feel comfortable here, because the old redhead there squinting, looking at me, told me I'd come back here whenever I wanted. Yeah. I'd always be welcome with open arms. If that's changed now, just tell us. We won't come around. But that's all I really have to base it on.
Yeah.
And so once you figure out the system, it was awesome when I was on Saturday and I hadn't called ahead, but they had a set of three sitting at gate 11. What's your name? What's your position? When'd you play? And, you know, they printed out a thing and lanyard and I went. So, and then I found out I got my buddy in trouble, so I didn't mean to do that, but I didn't know what to do.
That's okay. Well, you were welcome back yesterday. As always, I appreciate it. I know you've been a busy man, and have a great weekend.
Nothing else crazy going on?
No.
You tell us.
Good.
No.
I'm kind of excited. Maddie Maher told me if I need anything at UNO, so I might get some hockey. I might hit him up for some hockey tickets next year.
Hey, he's been avoiding me because I think he thinks it's going to be story time about 17th and P next time I see him.
Oh, yeah, I'd give him 1644 P Street. Sorry. 1744 South Cotner was the address of the old Toyota Saltzman Verzal residence. 1644 P Street.
Oh, that had to be a dive on South Cotner.
It was great. It was awesome. Our landlord was great. Great guy. We had a nice house. We were in a nice little neighborhood. Twig got the door smoked off of his Cadillac. We had to park on the street.
How much you pay in rent at that place?
Ooh, that's a great question. I think we were, back then it was probably about $350 a person. Mm. We had this Johnny Zaska lived there with us for a little bit.
Okay.
John Hess's brother Kipper lived with us for a little bit.
Oh, hello. Yeah.
Kippy was much more sane than John.
Okay. All right.
John was a little left center.
John was on a different planet, that's for sure.
Yes. John and Pat McAfee would get along great.
Yes, they would. Great combo there.
That altered state of mind.
Yes, yes.
Learned that over at Nightville off of 40th and whatever street that is.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was back in the day. It's reunion time. Hey, have a great weekend, my friend.
Nice, boys. Be good.
That's Matt Verzal. Follow on Twitter at Verz51.
Who was in his house? I caught Terwilliger. Who else?
So he had...
And he said Hess. Okay.
He had Kipper Hess, who John Hess's brother, yeah. Lincolnite from Lincoln Southeast. He had Terwilliger. It was him. Rob's brother, John.
Okay.
I think Lauren Kaiser lived with him for a little bit.
I can only imagine.
Oh boy, they're still. When people say there's
dudes,
so but when people say they're still alive, I've heard all the stories from the '90s. There are still some that are out there about parties, like guys' houses, like where guys lived in the city.
Yeah,
I would imagine so.
I remember South Cotner's not being very good back then.
I do remember. Was there a Burger King by there?
I don't remember.
Okay, so we used to go to my buddy's brother. They had a house over on, I want to say it was like 52nd and Holdridge. It wasn't a great neighborhood. I remember Cotner, for some reason, would that be near Holdridge? I'm not, anyway. They would have keggers all the time. And the exciting part was, usually these were geared around Husker games. And if it was a home game, you had one earlier in the day at night, a random player or two, One in particular, Mon Green, I remember showing up. She's like, this is really cool. This is fascinating. You just sit back. You never know who was going to come through the door. And, of course, they drank free. They drank free. Yeah. But there were, I think the most I ever saw was probably like three or four guys. The only one I recognized was at the time was Amon Green. And then later on, you had to ask around and find out like who were some of the other guys that were there. Because everybody that was going to school, they all knew them. But I was in my freshman year of school.
Help if they had their uniform on.
I know. Why don't they wear those?
Hey, that was one of my biggest assets when I was in college, is that I knew guys that were like in street clothes. Like I could tell you, boom, that's boom, 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 boom.
Amon Green stood out because of the size of his tree trunk legs. My goodness, his legs are huge. Massive.
I wonder, like, the normal, not diehard, passionate, just over-the-top fan, just a normal fan, how many players on this current roster they could identify?
That's a good question.
Nebraska doesn't have a ton of, like, super recognizable players.
Obviously, Ryla would be very recognizable.
Yes.
You're right. I think you like could. I think Isaac Gifford you'd be able to spot.
Like if Riley Van Poppel was walking down the street, would you know other than his size?
His size, and he's sort of got a starter mullet going on too. I do think Isaac Gifford would be recognizable. Ty, probably Nash.
Best way to find out is go to the spring game and stand in the tunnel walk. And when players come out to warm up, not as a whole group, but when they come out like individually,
and helmets are
to see
on.
how many players get their names and hollered at right away instead of, I got to look down on the program, number 9, Ty!
He's already out on the field.
We're back to put a wrap on this week. It's Mornings with Sharp and Hanlon, 1620 The Zone.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.